Joey, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it? Joey, you ever hang around the gymnasium?
We better get back now, Joey.
No, Joey can stay here for a while if you'd like.
Could I? Okay, if you don't get in the way.
Flight 209er to Denver Radio. Climbing to cruise at 42,000. We'll report again over Lincoln. Over and out.
Joey, you like movies about gladiators?
Everybody listen up. Spring has sprung in New York City in the Action Room studio. I don't know if spring is officially here, but spring is pretty damn close here. And welcome to the Action Room. I'm Tony Wolf.
The Geek Goddess.
Producer Mike.
And aren't you all happy that spring-like weather has arrived in this country?
Oh, yeah.
This was a great day.
It was.
Oh, my goodness. Action Room fans.
Even for someone like myself who never leaves my room, this was a great day.
And if you're listening to this a week and a half from now or a week from now, Action fan, I hope it's as beautiful.
Action fan?
Well, I'm
singular.
I'm personalizing it. I'm personalizing it.
I gotcha. You,
person who are listening at this special moment, I'm making it all about you. I hope it's a bright Mr. Rogers sunny day where you are too.
We just now in these now that we're starting it up, we shouldn't hint on the fact that we only have one fan. Now,
that's right. We really have four, actually. So of course we are Geek Culture Radio. We've got new shows every Monday and Friday. Freshly baked, as I like to say. Join our Facebook fan page and follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter is growing beyond 100. We hit the 100 mark this week.
And in a short amount of time, we're doing good.
In just 3 weeks of the Action Room version 3.0, you can download our show. You can always download every episode. This is very Shatner. You can always download every episode. just right-click for those of you, some people who are not tech-savvy have asked, Tony, how do I download the Action Room episodes? Well, my friend. Oh, yes, producer.
No, I was just going to say, and stop asking about iTunes. We are not doing the iTunes thing. We are not sheep.
We want to drive traffic through our site at first. Because here's our question. If people subscribe to podcasts on iTunes, do they ever actually visit the site? Or do they just always click once and then go to iTunes for the rest of their life?
Pretty much, yeah.
I wonder.
It's easier because they can.
And we're trying to create original content. Like the other day, I drew a picture of the Gulk.
Yes, the Gulk.
No one would have seen that if they just had it on iTunes.
That was awesome,
That's true.
Very nice. Like
the. I did enjoy the picture of the Gulk. From producer Mike's, what'd you say? Yes.
I had like a little alfalfa thing going
on.
Yeah. I saw that. Was awesome.
He was the alfalfa Gulk.
I was actually watching that the other day, sorry.
The Little Rascals?
Yeah, the old version.
Those are
little
great.
Little Rascals.
Hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. Well, that is something that all generations here in the Action Room studio can appreciate.
Well, a lot of the old stuff.
Because we grew up watching that stuff, too.
Little Rascals and also Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Is timeless.
Yeah, they are. There's a lot.
And Looney Rascals. And Little Toons.
Tiny Toons also you grew up on, right?
Yeah,
I love Tiny Toons.
Anyway, so just right-click on any episode on our episodes archive and save as target for those of you who are not tech-savvy.
Save as target.
Save as target.
Save as target.
I can't shake them. Okay, so later on in the show, of course, we'll have the nerd news where we always tell you what is the word on the street in the geek world and other things that rhyme with eek.
If you're not going to read what's on the paper, then come up with something better, okay?
We tell you about Gleek from the Super Friends. All right, so...
Right now, we have a call.
Oh, my gosh. We have a live caller?
This is pretty important. Check it out.
Oh, wow.
It's the Russian 17-year-old student kid who came up with Chat Roulette.
Wow. This is a special first, Action Room listeners. We have our first live call in Action Room version 3.0. Okay, so we've got the hookup. Producer Mike is giving me the go sign. So on the phone now, live from Moscow, that's in Russia, is the 17-year-old creator of Chat Roulette, Mr. Andrei Teranovsky. So, Andrei, are you there?
Yes.
So what gave you the idea, Andrei, for Chat Roulette?
Me and my friends were actually just using our webcams to practice spying on U.S.,
and then it turned into a website?
Yeah, sure. Website.
Well, you certainly managed to shorten the public's attention span even more than Twitter has.
I feel like Ivan Drago in fourth Rocky film.
So, overnight you're a millionaire. What does a student do with all that money?
After I buy lifetime supply of toilet paper and potatoes, I plan to buy my own nuclear facility and restart Cold War.
So, what's next for Chat Roulette?
The next phase of version will be called Chat Russian Roulette. When you click next button, you may or may not be shot in head. I think it will add a fun times to people in room.
Okay. Would you like to plug anything?
Well, I am going on tour with comedian Yakov Smirnov, a musical super duo Tattoo, and the chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov for the Communism Schmamunism World Tour. Absolute Vodka is our sponsor, and we are shooting it on the red camera to be broadcast live on Chat Roulette.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Andre, for joining us here in the Action Room.
Ruski power!
Wow. Okay, so that was the 17-year-old creator of Chat Roulette. That's unbelievable.
That's amazing. Really? Why can't we come up with an idea like that?
I don't know. Do you ever have a million dollars?
Do you have any ideas?
I did. They're all taken.
Oh, yeah? What was one that you felt like, oh?
Oh,
Google?
The elevator, the little ramp for old people to get up the stairs. I think I came up with
an escalator?
Oh, you're talking about inventions.
Right. Oh,
I'm just talking about .coms that
would
make
it. Oh, damn it. Well, then, no, I didn't.
All right, Goddess Jenny invented the elevator when she was 9, and then she saw an elevator, an escalator, and she was like, fuck!
Well, we actually have, next segment, we have an agent. It's a so-called internet agent.
Wow.
Who,
they have
who kind
those
of,
now?
Yeah. His clients are people that come up with these .coms and stuff. So if you guys all have these ideas, we can ask him, you know,
wow,
in the next
and he'll,
segment.
And he'll be after the break.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. So let's take a break.
All right.
My mom's on Facebook. She found a new way to nag me. My mom's on Facebook.
Wow. You know, Geek Goddess, the weather is so beautiful outside that on that break, I just like ran around the block and got some ice cream.
Mm.
It's all nice, but I just think you should stop taking your clothes off. That's
yeah, and I went
thing.
Sunbathing in Central yeah. Park naked.
That
yeah,
I'm not a, that. I'm not into that.
I have to learn about that.
Okay, but we have a guest in the studio
yes,
right now.
Yes, we have a guest. We have another guest. We have had a live phone guest earlier. We have a live guest now. It's an Action Room first. I'm just so excited. Two guests in one episode. Unbelievable. So what we have here, or rather who we have here, is he's a famous internet agent. I didn't know that they had these now, but he's an internet agent for people who create successful websites. So Mr. I.P. Levine. Thank you for joining us in the Action Room.
How you doing, Action Crew? IP Levine here, internet agent to the stars. I take the no names and make them domain names.
So, Mr. Levine.
Please, IP.
Oh, sure, IP. So what's out there for us on the internet highway horizon?
The kids these days, they all want it quick and fast, you know? They don't have the loading time they once did in our day, if you know what I mean. No time to set their VCRs and junk.
Gotcha.
I got this little 8-year-old Haitian refugee kid. He came up with the newest thing, collectaface.com.
Sounds interesting.
Interesting? It's genius! Everybody gets a page. On that page is just the number of people you're friends with.
So there's nothing else on the page? It's just the number of people you collect?
That's it.
No profile or pictures? Just the number.
That's it.
You really think this will catch on?
The kid's already worth $14 million and he can't even read.
Hmm.
What are the two biggest things right now?
I don't know, Twitter?
Facebook?
Olivia Munn and Farmville.
Huh.
Oh.
So we started up Olivia Munnville. You get to milk the geatress herself. What can I say? Oh, I know. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Well, that sounds like some exciting stuff.
The biggest one I can't even talk about just yet.
Aw, come on.
All right. How can I refuse the geek goddess herself?
Aw.
All right, listen up. HatsOnCats.com.
HatsOnCats.com.
Just adorable pictures of cats with hats on.
Well, if anyone can make it work, it's got to be you, IP.
Listen, Action Crew, I got a skedaddle. I got someone working on a new 3D dating site. Probably a little X-rated for this show, but it will definitely add a bulge to my pants. And I don't mean my penis. Or do I?
Wow, okay. Well, like a tornado bursting through the Action Room studio, like a whirlwind, like a Twister starring Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser. Was it Paul Reiser in Twister?
Oh, no, it was the guy from Chet. From Weird Science.
Oh, yeah, some dude. I don't know, like Helen Hunt in Twister.
What is that guy's name?
Yeah, who is that? Can we Google that live on the air?
I can't remember.
Anyway,
no.
Those guests just blitzed through our studio is my point.
Wow.
And all before the break. Do you need a break, Action Room listeners? I think I do.
I need a break. all right, so let's take a break. And after the break, the nerd news. Oh, by the way, I got you... I got Tony because he didn't have time.
I did not have time to make my weekly pilgrimage to the comic store prior to Friday, which is sacrilege. I'm spanking myself.
But he asked me to get the new stop spanking yourself, Tony.
He's really spanking me. Stop.
Ooh. So he wanted the new American Vampire written by Stephen King. Actually.
New comic from DC Vertigo.
Looks great.
So here it is. Now during the break, Tony's going to read it. And when we come back, what, you're going to review it?
Yes. It'll be the most lightning-fast review ever in the history of radio, podcast, or television.
And if people don't know, Tony is one of the fastest readers I've ever seen.
I am a fast reader.
But this is going to be a test, because it's a lengthy comic.
I've already read it. No, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. I'll wait till after the break.
Here we go.
I can't believe he said.
Hey guys, we're on.
Sorry.
What is this? The Muppet Show?
Yeah.
I thought they took out the garbage.
I'm one of the chickens.
Yeah.
He got his Jenny as one of God's
chickens.
No, I can't. Is that?
Boo-boo kitty. That's our new soundbite.
But Jason Segel, we're all supporting him.
Yes,
and doing
the new Muppet movie that will be created.
All right, but before we give informative information about geek information.
Whoa, that was very good.
We have
Nerd News.
All right, action fans, we are back, and we have the nerd news right for you here, right here. And over the course of the break, I, Tony Wolf, speed read American Vampire number 1.
That you're done already? That was fast.
Oh, it man. Really was. In fact, I've already read issues 2, 3, and 4, and they haven't even been written yet.
Wow.
That's how fast I am.
You wrote them and then read them. Yeah. That's amazing.
Stephen King actually read them to me over the phone just now.
Wow.
But okay, so this is produced by DC's Vertigo imprint. Now, Stephen King previously did comics, but they were adaptations of his novels, and he never actually directly wrote.
Because we have a clip of talking to Joe Quesada and Jay Lee at the Dark Tower event at Midtown Comics, but this was a few years back.
Yes.
So he didn't write those, but this one he did write.
Right, those were adaptations of his novels. He sort of supervised and edited the comic writers' efforts, Peter David and some other writers. Whereas this is something that was created by a writer named Scott Snyder, who is kind of a new name to comics, I think. But Stephen King was brought in on the project, and Stephen King writes essentially the second half of the comic. Now, American Vampire number 1, it's two stories. First 14 pages are written by Scott Snyder. They take place in the 1920s, and they're about a character named Pearl and her life story. She's a struggling actress, and she encounters a group of very angry vampires, and she encounters our vampire rogue hero named Skinner Sweet. Now, Skinner Sweet gets sort of introduced to us in the second story, in the second half of the comic, which is also which is entirely written by Stephen King.
So how is it?
It's pretty good.
How long before this becomes a movie?
Wow, that is a good question. I give it 1.8 years.
All right.
But it was entertaining. The art is really fantastic by this guy named Raphael Albuquerque.
Looks great.
Cool. Yeah, I like his art a lot.
The writer has an essay in the book itself, and he says, this is a big joke in pop culture now, these vampires are non-sparkly. You know, because they call the Twilight kids
exactly.
Sparkly
well,
vampires.
Well,
they have
like
balls.
I said, I've read that, you know, that these vampires are powered by the sun.
Right.
You know?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah.
I guess eventually over time they grow to adapt and not be harmed by the sun.
Right.
In fact, get their power from the sun.
I don't like that. I don't like that evolution of vampires, yeah, like not being affected by the sun. That was right. The coolest thing about it. You can kill them by burning them.
Also, but Stephen King said in one interview, and that's a good visual.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, how do they die now? If they can, you know?
Like, any silver bullet?
Yeah,
silver. That's a werewolf.
Oh, fuck. Let me turn in my geek cred right now.
Isn't it like the knife or something?
They get the stake through the heart.
Right.
Yeah.
Wooden stake through the heart. But Stephen King said he really wanted this series to be more about grisly, vicious, cool horror.
Right.
And more edge, and not about romance and, everything.
Right,
is,
we're tired,
you know,
of the romance.
So Geek Goddess Jenny is going to bring in her video game specialty and tell us a little bit about God of War 3. Geek Goddess Jenny, bring us up to speed for viewers and listeners who might not be familiar with it.
Well, God of War 3 is coming out, and it's having great reviews. That's first thing. The midnight release party just passed on Monday.
Did you go?
No, I didn't. I should have, but I didn't.
What were you doing at midnight on Monday?
What was I doing? I think I was probably playing God of War, the Chairs of Olympus.
You're playing that on the PSP?
PSP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, PSP?
Yeah.
The little baby one.
I know, it's so much more... I could take it to my room and just, like, sleep with it, you know, in my arms. But
you're that good, you can play when you're sleeping. That's good.
I like that. I like those kind of games because it's like mini heart attacks throughout. You're, like, playing, and you're like, oh, crap, you know what I mean?
Mini heart attacks.
And you can have sex with, like, really hot girls, like, throughout the
game?
In the game.
Oh, I thought while you were playing.
No, in the game.
I thought that was limited to Grand Theft Auto having sex in video games.
No, this one is actually...
Really?
Yeah, and they're actually, like, girl on girl, like, on top of each other type action.
And you play the girl?
No, I played the God of War. But, yeah, everybody plays
the God. Geek Goddess has this weird thing about
I'm
hot,
like,
chicks.
I don't know. And I'm really, like, not, you know, attracted to them like that. But, you know, it's like when you...
You have a
so
girl
shocking,
crush.
You're like...
So what is it like when you have sex... I mean, in the game. In the game of
Tony doesn't know what it's like to have
Please
sex.
Please tell me what it's like
to
have
sex. I
can
tell you, absolutely. All right. Well, pretty much, there was this one room where you walk in, and there's, like, these two, like, hot, like, you know, like, I would say servants. Like,
yeah,
they're on top
sex
of each
slaves.
Other. Yeah, they're, like, sex slaves almost. Yeah. And they're like, hey, God, you know what's going on? And so you pretty much just, like, you go in there, and then there's a you don't see the whole situation, but you zoom into a candle that's lit, and it's like you have to move right, and it's like,
you move control
left.
It?
Yeah, you control it. You have
and
to
you
do
hear,
like a quick,
you hear grunts?
Like a half circle, full circle, you know. But I kept on losing. I had to ask my brother to help me, actually, for some reason I couldn't get it right.
That's so wrong.
It is.
Ask your,
like,
brother to help you
know,
have virtual sex on a computer game.
Right. And he's just like, my God, how can you not do this? You know, but it's very exciting, though. I actually liked getting it right, so I could just keep on going in it, because I was like, oh, again.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, the character goes, oh God, you want to go again?
Right. Well, because I kept on losing, so I had to do it again because then I get a whole bunch of, like.
Well, that's how real sex is.
Then you get a bunch of energy points and, like, I don't know.
Oh, energy points.
Yeah, you get like.
We don't get that in real sex.
No.
I have to drink a Red Bull for that.
You get tired and, you know.
So wait, once you finish completing having sex.
Can you
in
do
the
it
God
more
of
than once?
Of course you can.
In a night? Wow, I'm impressed.
So once this virtual.
How long does it usually last? Okay, go ahead.
The virtual sex is done, do they say, like, call me in the morning, God, before you go kill people?
No,
what do they say?
Thanks, God. They say something like that. It's really cool. I like that. What's funny is that he kills everything in his path, but them he lets live, you know.
Right,
they did him a favor, pretty much, you know.
So so the verdict is you enjoy having sex on the computer.
God of War.
On the God of War 3 game, I do.
Okay, do you think it would be as much fun if you were a female having sex with women?
She is a female.
Oh, no, God of War is
a female character.
Well, it's really a threesome.
I know Jennifer's
a female. Well, it's really a threesome, because it's the first time I did it, it was two girls on top of each other.
Of course.
And he gets in. So it's like best of both worlds right here, you
know?
Right? Well, at least for guys. For me, it gets me excited, too. Go figure.
Well, that's a great review for
Thank
God of War. I'm going to get that.
Everybody go get God of War.
Is there like a restricted God of War where you can see everything?
No, there isn't. Yeah, they don't want to do all that. They still want kids to play, you know?
Right.
There's an oh God of War.
Oh God.
Well, there's all something right. like
there's a God of Sex coming out. That'd be awesome.
Maybe we can create game too, right?
Tony? God of Sex,
the comic
3.
Books. And
yeah, right. Okay. Right. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much for enlightening us as to God of War 3
and sex.
And
so anyway, but it's really cool, and you're excited. You're
really
gonna get
excited.
It.
I think it's gonna be I think it's probably gonna end up being the most successful game for the PS3.
When are you gonna buy it?
I try to get things on sale. I really do. I get things on like.
So you'll review it in another
because
few
the game's
months.
Right now. It's no, the game's like $55.
Okay.
Right
okay.
now, and I can get like five games for that price.
Can you also play it on other platforms like TV platforms like PS3? Well, what do you? I mean, what's not the PSP? Not the little handheld.
The PlayStation.
Yeah, but you said PSP. That's
yeah,
right.
Well,
that's the handheld.
PSP, right. But it's came out only for the PS3, which
that's
is
what I mean.
Yeah.
Right.
The TV, the one you hook up to your TV.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's
I think like in Atari terms.
You know, with the UHF and the.
You know, you hook it up to a TV, and the TV is like a monitor.
This is Tony Clifton. Okay.
All right. So God of War 3, we'll be looking out for that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jennifer.
No problem.
All right, so let's end it on a sad note.
On a sad note,
we seem to every week now have somebody dead.
Sadly, we've covered a number of deaths in the entertainment world. Peter Graves passed away 3 days ago, 4 days ago, at the date of this recording. He was the white-haired, crazy, but straight-laced captain in the adventure films. Adventure films,
Mission
the
Impossible,
airplane
Mission
films.
Oh, the airplane films.
First,
right.
I was going to lead off
the
with
pilot.
Airplane.
Yeah.
He was Captain Over or something, because the joke
like that,
was
yeah.
Over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's so funny. He was so funny. That's how I know him. But then
right.
my dad's
now,
it,
I
my
knew
parents
him from
generation.
The Mission Impossible
yeah.
TV show
and,
as well.
And my Tony, my parents' generation.
they say that's one of the most funniest comedies of all time. It was
Mission
always
Impossible.
Like, no, the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They.
Can we go back and forth? He did two things, and we can't seem to figure this out.
He did the airplane movie.
That's right.
And he was in the Mission Impossible TV show.
Right, okay.
Along with Leonard Nimoy. Who was in many guest starring in episodes.
Wait a minute,
of
he was on
Impossible.
Star Trek?
No.
Yeah, no.
No, but they always
Captain Over.
They always put that on the top 10 best
Wait a
comedies
minute.
Of all
he
time.
He died first and then he lived? What's going
yeah,
on?
No.
Now Peter Graves, a very sad loss. And on Twitter, on the world of Twitter, when he passed away, suddenly everyone was
Twitter.
Will Wheaton. In the world of Twitter, when he passed away, everyone was quoting, yes, I have seen a grown man naked.
Right,
the
right.
line, you know, have you ever seen a grown
yeah,
man
yeah.
naked?
Totally.
Oh, from the airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, from the adventure, Mission Impossible.
I got Jim Phelps.
Jim Phelps. He played Jim Phelps,
right?
Ooh, good call. Good nice. Goddess, Jenny. Get it up.
Now,
I didn't even remember that shit.
We are talking about Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's end the show.
And Sylvester Stallone is in Mission Impossible Expendables.
Yeah.
He's related to Michael Phelps, no.
Sylvester Stallone has 5 gold medals. On that note...
14. Oh, no, don't get Jennifer started
don't
on
get me
Olympics.
On the Olympics.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Olympics are over. Okay.
All right, let's
and
wrap it up.
You know what else is over? This episode.
Oh,
and you're
no.
so happy, I'm sure, at this Mm-mm. point. So thanks
you're not
much.
Happier than us, believe me.
All right, lots of merriment in the action room. All right, folks, thanks very much, as always, for tuning in, and we will see you in just a few short days for our new episode. Check out our YouTube videos and our Twitter feed and our Facebook page and our everything and our iPods and our iPhones. I'm Tony Wolf.
The Geek Goddess.
Producer Mike.
And we are the Action Room, signing off.